The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins, Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And once again, this week is no exception. Today we're going to talk about the Akashic Records. We may dispel some of the myths that you may have about them and get a different take from our special guest, Mary Medeiros, who's written a book called The Akashic Way, Living Through the Lens of the Akashic Records. Let me ask you a question. What if you could tap into a higher realm of wisdom only to realize the answers to life's challenges and your deepest questions have been with you and within you all along? The Akashic Records, the energetic archive of information that holds the details of each soul's journey, is just that realm, and it's more accessible than you may think. In her powerful new book, The Akashic Way, Living Through the Lens of the Akashic Records, three-time Emmy Award-winning director and advanced Akashic Records practitioner Mary Medeiros invites readers into a living collaboration with the divine source itself. And I think you're really going to enjoy this show because we're going to get some intimate stories and divine messages based on Mary's experience, studies of the Akashic Way and Akashic Records, and also her own personal kind of channeling experiences that she's had over the years. So fasten your seatbelts, get ready, because we're going to go into a deep dive, not only into the Akashic Records, but deep within ourselves to learn about what the Akashic Records are, what information is available there, and how we can access it on our own.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and today I'm delighted to bring a new guest on. We're going to talk about the Akashic Records with Mary Medeiros, an advanced Akashic Records practitioner, author, three-time Emmy-winning television producer, director, and whose career bridges the worlds of spiritual transformation and broadcast storytelling. She's opened the Akashic Records for individuals corporations worldwide offering soul-level guidance, healing, and divine remembrance. Her book is called The Akashic Way, and it's a little bit different for those of you who are familiar with the term Akashic Records and think it's some library someplace. And I know I've been on a binaural journey and have seen a kind of large library out there in the ethers. And to me, that's the Akashic Records. But Mary's experience with them has been more experiential, if you will, all about kind of channeling the information of the records, which are within us. So welcome to Guys Radio, Mary Medeiros.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Robert.
So let's start right at the beginning. For listeners who may be new to this, what exactly are the Akashic Records and how do you explain them in a kind of grounded, practical way for those who are not that familiar?
Yeah, it's tough to do it in a grounded way, but I'll try. So it is, but if we understand quantum physics and we know that it's a reality and quantum mechanics, it's easier to understand. So there is this quantum divine field. It's a field. It's a realm. And the nature of the realm is it's a living essence of divine itself. And it has recorded, we could call it the spiritual imprints, the imprints of every soul's journey, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And so everything that we as a soul throughout our lifetimes have done, said, experienced, and lived exists as an imprint in this quantum realm. Now, what's exciting about it is that the quantum realm, this quantum realm, the Akashic field realm, divine realm, it's been around since the beginning of time, called many different things and referenced in almost every culture. So the Bible calls it the book of life, the idea being there's this blank slate and it records all of our lifetimes, basically, and all of our actions. There's also the Tibetan Book of the Dead references that. Nikolai Tesla was referencing what he calls the center point, which is that point where there's nothing and everything and that there is this field. So it's now being measured. So it's not so that so that's how we bring it into life. Science now is meeting up with the reality and it's proving the reality of the existence of this field. And the field has an essence to it, a frequency to it. And it is really the sort of picture of each one of us who we are. And when we access individually our own Akashic Records, or somebody does it through me as a practitioner and they access their records, I hear blocks of thought that are not mine, triggered by the intention and questioning of the person, including me when I open my records themselves. And I hear these blocks of thought and they're not mine. And they're beautiful. It's just beautiful. And so what happens is it triggers when we are in our records, it triggers a remembering of who we are as a soul and why we've chosen to come here at this time.
Amazing. Great answer. So what happened with you? You were an Emmy award-winning director for a lot of different types of shows and network television. And then things changed and you kind of came across this. And then going back, you realized that you had been a contactee by ETs way back when. And a lot of different things had happened in your life. And you came to where you are now, where you've changed everything, but you're still who you are. And you came up with this wonderful book called The Akashic Way. What is your personal story? How did you get where you are now?
Well, I think what it was the way what happened for me. And that's why I wrote this book is what is happening. Every one of us on this planet. Well, I'll talk about right now because we're in the now time. And it's that we unfold more and more and more. We expand, we unfold, we expand, we unfold. And many of us do it in different ways. So for me, it was less I was over here, now I'm over here, and more that every layer of who I was through 20 years ago, 30 years ago, then 20, then 10 years ago, all of these layers somehow, well, I discovered when I discovered the Akashic Records, I came to understand every part of my path played into each other in a magnificent way to this day, because I'm still, like, I didn't leave entertainment. I'm still writing. I have two projects out there being pitched, a screenplay. I mean, so it and the work in the divine and with the divine essence of myself has breathed a new or in a new life into my work. And that new life, I come to find out, is actually who I am.
That's fantastic. So, what was your first, what was kind of the inciting incident, if you will, to get you to discover your Akashic records?
Well, great term for that, screenwriter. So the inciting incident for me was when I had worked on seven soap operas, and the seventh one, which was General Hospital out in LA, an interesting event happened for me that came literally, I mean, blindsided me, I'll say that. And I probably talk about it in my book, but it was I was a contract director, and I had been a contract director on a lot of these soaps, and then I was a fill-in director on many of the other ones. But for General Hospital, I was a contract director, and they would renew our contracts every certain, the network could renew our contracts or not renew our contracts every 3 to 6 months, but we had to commit 3 years to them. That was their rule. And so one of my contracts was coming up for renewal, and the executive producer just sort of pulled me in her office and said, "Ma, I'm not renewing you." And it came out of left field to the point where I walked around and went to every single actor I knew who I had worked with and established a wonderful relationship with. And every one of them thought I was joking. And they said, "Well, what are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, I'm leaving." And they said, "What do you mean you're leaving? You're one of the best directors that we have." And I just thanked them, and I thought, okay, something else is going on here. But not to say, not, I mean, the floor came out from under me. I had been working in this career in entertainment in New York and LA for what, 25 years, if not more. And that had never happened to me. So in the moment, I couldn't make sense out of it. I just was devastated. And so, we don't all, and I'm learning this now, we don't all have to have the floor come out from under us in a crisis in order to find our way back to ourselves. But anyway, the old paradigm shows us that. And so that's what happened for me. And so I was already overlapping the search for more things in a metaphysical way while I was directing. I used to go to the Bodhi Tree, that metaphysical bookstore. I lived in there.
Sure.
And I found everything I could, even when I was living in New York before I was in soap operas. I was always attracted to this idea of more than third dimension. There's much, much more. So that was always overlapping my then career. So as the career dropped away, the version of the career, I should say, that version dropped away. It was like a hole I fell into, and I couldn't make sense of it. And it took me some time to figure it out. I tried to recreate different kinds of shows. Reality shows were just coming up and being, they were big. So I was creating reality shows and concepts and pitching them to the people in the networks who I already knew. And it just wasn't working. The more I tried, it just wasn't working. And so I finally just surrendered to, I don't know what's going to be next. And interestingly enough, it was just a random psychic reading where a being showed up over my shoulder who told the psychic that he guards and looks over my Akashic records. And I didn't know what they were. And I looked them up. And it wasn't, choirs didn't go off. However, I felt like on a very deep, solid level, I knew them. And so even then I resisted a little bit. And then it was the Bodhi Tree, again, that spiritual bookstore. There was a book that almost hit me on the head. And when I pulled it off the shelf, it was called How to Read Your Akashic Records. And I thought, okay, I'm going to listen now. So I think this happens for all of us. We're continually being nudged into the real reason we're here, right? In a very profound way, not the physical third dimensional reasons we're here. Those are how we manifest our way back to the real soul's chosen choice or the chosen reason that we've come here. And so that's how I got there. And then I just leaned in more and more. And the more I leaned into the Akashic Records, then I decided to study and get some certifications from the Center for Akashic Studies. And as I did that, more and more expansion kept happening for me, and life got easier, and I felt better, and I felt happier. So that was an affirmation for me.
Amazing story. And what's really cool about it, my special guest is Mary Medeiros here on Guys Radio, that I think there's more and more people like yourself, and I could even say like myself, come from the corporate world and start to open up the metaphysical aspects of how we live, because it's always been there. I was selling alcohol on Madison Avenue, and I was darn good at it. A lot of famous commercials and brands I worked on, Stolichnaya, Bacardi, some 1800 tequila, so much more. But at the same time, I was studying to become a Reiki master teacher, an advanced clinical master hypnotist. I wrote my book, a rom-com. I wrote a screenplay. I wrote a TV series with it, all at the same time as I was doing corporate work to sell products in the image area. So it's nice to hear that there's other like-minded people out there who are now discovering their quote unquote kind of spiritual side and moving forward with intention and determination to help humanity. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's so out there. There are just some people that are out there and they meditate and this and that. But now it's getting more and more mainstream. I mean, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have people even talking about ETs in a regular conversation. And now it's like, of course, there's something else. So fantastic work. So the book, The Akashic Way, what is The Akashic Way? And how does that differ from like a reading or channeling? Or how would you kind of define your book and what The Akashic Way actually is?
So the term The Akashic Way was birthed, I'll say, from my looking at my own journey, and which is mostly what the book is. It's my own journey plus these amazing downloads from divine. And I realized and I saw that my own journey was my bringing my own life into the Akashic Records. And when I did, when we look at our lives through the lens of the Akashic Records, through the lens of divine, we get answers, expansion, joy, happiness, all this just wonderful stuff, because we're meeting up with the mirror of the light that we are. Why would we not feel amazing? So that's why I call it, it's a way of life, at least for me. It has become absolutely a way of life, and it's not a practice like religion or anything like that. It just is called the Akashic Records. So I'm calling it the Akashic Way because it's a way of living 24/7 according to our highest good. And we could say, well, everyone kind of knows about that, but I'm surprised at how many people don't know about that. Like we really are, I believe we really are good. We really are light. We really are love. All of us, people have a hard time with that one. And divine affirms that and has been affirming that in my entire life, through my life. And so when we live through that reality, I think then we are truly participating in this grand design that divine has downloaded to me, this grand design of co-creating all of us equally, co-creating right back into source for the purpose of the expansion of source itself to infinity. It's a big one.
Wow. And, now, how does this differ from something like meditation? I do TM. I've been meditating for years, and I get some information while I'm meditating, if I kind of let myself go and I'm in that place, if you will. How does the Akashic Way that you do differ from that? Or is it this all the same?
I believe it's all the same. So when you are, because when we elevate our frequency, when we raise our frequency, and this is all gurus have shown us this, Paramahansa's talked about, I mean, everybody, when we raise them, our frequency, we're meeting up with that higher frequency that exists in the all that isness, that center point where there's nothing and everything all at once. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about the field of possibilities, same place.
Okay.
So I believe it is the same. Now, the tricky part, I'll say, maybe it's a tricky part, is what's happening when we're meditating. Because the same thing is not happening for everybody when they're meditating. I mean, I've had people come to me and say, well, they use the words, well, my creator told me I have to go do this. In meditation today, on my second hour of meditation, my creator told me to blah, blah, blah. And when I hear told me, I already can tell that's not divine. Divine doesn't tell us. Divine mirrors the all that isness, the beauty of life, the center point of everything, the love that is. It mirrors. So it creates in us, when we are meditating, I believe, a place and space where we access that part of ourselves. So it is the same thing.
Yeah, I noticed that reading the book, because it seems like they're, you know, you ask specific questions and you get kind of downloads, but they're not definitive answers like you said, go do this.
No,
they are
never.
A reflection of your energy and your frequency and your vibration and showing you. And I think by processing that, then information comes to you that'll help you make the right decisions. Is that
and it's fair? Yeah, and it's always the, if we can call information in quotes, it's always based on, I'll call it divine law. Maybe it's not a good word to use, law, but the divine law, the reality that everything really is always of love. And we are designed in that and about that. And we have full choice in how we express it or not express it. And that's just the reality of everything. And so if we're going to, if we're not going to express love, or what the records refer to is, if we don't know we're light, actually that's where this comes from. Because I get a lot of people, especially today in our country, saying like, you know, evil, there's evil. And the records go, no, nope, there's no evil. There's not knowing you are light. And when you take action from not knowing you are light, not knowing you are love, those actions are unlove, unlight. And they collect into what Eckhart Tolle refers to as the collective ego conscious. He calls it a monster. And that collective ego conscious is what's going on right now. We have people who don't know that they're love and light. And they're just acting out from that perspective or that energy, I'll say. And they just don't know. Because look what happens when, even in the most difficult situations that we could see, when there's an infusion of light and love. Perfect example, the monks who are walking across from south to north right now up to Washington. Perfect example. They're I just got chills. They are the masses that are growing as they move on foot is amazing. What is that showing? It's showing that people know that this is what's real, right? So it's beautiful.
Do you find, Mary, that there is a bifurcation now in terms of frequency, where a lot of people say that you go on a spiritual path and you're going to lose some friends and you're going to make some new friends? Do you think that's happening to the kind of nth degree, if you will, where you actually, there's some people who have fallen off the radar and other people who are coming to you to the point where you might I'll give you an example. I sent somebody a text the other day who I've been in constant contact with, but I just know we're not on the same wavelength, and no response. And I wasn't surprised either. And I think it's a frequency thing. Then another person very close helped me a lot with my book, good friend. And I sent him a happy birthday and no response. And I asked my wife, she said, you're just not on their frequency anymore. It's not personal. Do you believe in that? Is that what's happening in
I've
our
been
world
shown
today?
That. Just Actually, like, I've been, yep, yep, yep. And you just did this, which is exactly what I'm shown. Is that there is, okay, so the earth is expanding, humanity is expanding, Gaia is expanding, and I hear the words like, whether we like it or not, it's expanding. So we have choices to make, right? Are we gonna go, and that means, it sounds hierarchical, but there's no other way to describe it. So it is a higher frequency, you're right, it's a different frequency, but it is a higher vibration. So those who go, you know, they just vibrate at that higher vibration because they're attracted to it, or they've met that up in themselves. And now they merge with those groups or that essence that is now expanding and expanding. It is what the new earth is about to become. Those that are not of that high vibration, if you imagine the expanded vibration or high vibration groups, they're up here because it is a higher vibration. And those who are what you describe it's a denser. It's a denser vibration over here. When they turn and look, they can't see them. So that's what we're having. We're having people who maybe we knew in our lives, and all of a sudden, and it feels like it's all of a sudden, by the way, I'm having this come up in people's, the clients' readings, because all of a sudden somebody will act a certain way and you go, wait, what? They're not seeing you anymore. That's what's happening. So, I mean, they have, everybody has choices. And what I do hear from Divine these, this last year or more, is that there was a time when many of us, our role was to help usher those people to the higher vibration. And what I hear is, no, we're past that point. Not that they're not past the point. They have, still have that choice, and many will raise their vibration because they're not going to like where they are. But we don't have to, as the term light workers is old. I don't really prefer that that much. But whatever we call ourselves that love that higher vibratory state, our role, our responsibility is not to kind of, you know, get the cane and kind of hook them over. Nope.
That's exhausting, and too, and frustrating, right?
Yes. And well, when I heard that, I actually felt relieved because I always felt like that was my role.
So now what do they say about, in terms of folks like yourself and maybe myself, about what is our role as it's changed? It's not to, like, you know, before I was bringing horses to the water and I'm like, this is tiring with these horses.
Yes, it is tiring.
So I've pretty much said, you know what, 1 + 1 = 5. Okay, have a nice day, type of thing. So what are we to do? What is our role?
I believe that it's a beautiful path ahead. New Earth is forming. It is the higher vibration is going to continue to expand. So what we do is we get to choose to stay in that and create more of it. And what I have been shown is the, I don't know, the gobbledygook energies that are kind of like, I don't know, people look like weebles, those little weebles that would bump into each other and come down and pop up. That's just kind of going on third dimension right now. So what we can do is we can, you know, take our swords and go right into it. Some people are doing that brilliantly. Attorneys are doing that. God bless them. However, what I'm getting an invitation about is go around that. It's like martial arts, just going like this when someone comes at you and they hit the wall and you've done nothing. So it's create the new, and I'm getting a message about joining hands, joining hands, like what you're doing here, what I'm doing with the records, and so many more of us that are saying yes from careers that, I mean, the career that I left, as you know, the career, that, when I say left, the way it was.
Like this.
A lot of money, right? And it's like, no, I knew that my role was a larger role for what was unfolding, what is unfolding. So we get to now focus on that higher vibration, and the invitation is always there. Doors are open. It's not like that's a closed door, right? So if somebody comes and goes, you know, I'm curious about whatever, of course, we're going to go here.
Right.
You decide, right? And so I think that's what our role is now. We get to swim in it, feed it, and help expand it more. And in doing so, we may have to walk around or step over some of the, as I said, gobbledygook stuff, that unloving, ego conscious stuff.
Now, my special guest, Mary Medeiros, on Guys Radio. Here's the book, once again, The Akashic Way. So how often do you kind of channel the Akashic Way and the presence there? Is it on a daily basis? Whenever you have a question, throughout our conversations, you said, I keep getting this, I'm getting this, I'm getting this. It sounds like you're on all the time.
Well, that's been and thank you for asking that question and noticing that, because that is what's been happening. It used to be that I just would, you know, open the records and bring my own stuff, like my book unfolded, open the records and then I would close them and then go back to my life, kind of thing. But then I think what I realized was my life is the records, as is each one of us. We are living divine essences. We just are. And so I realized that. So I'm hearing before I open people's records. And what I now do is when I'm sitting, I sit in my own little prayer before I get online with someone, if we're online, and I say their name. I don't know who they are. And I start to hear things. So what I do is I just write them down and I call it BR before reading. And it never fails. 100% of the time when I bring that to the person, they say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're saying that, because, and it opens something up. So I am hearing all the time, and it probably is a living, I'm a living example of the existence of this essence in us, around us, all the time.
Wow. Well, you do readings for a lot of people. Before we got on air, we talked about maybe you could do a little mini demonstration reading for me. So I had given you my information. What else can I give you, Mary, for us to do this?
Nothing. I'm going to say a prayer, which is
Good.
what I do, which is it
Of course.
just brings me to from I like to say from an ordinary human conscious space to a divine conscious space.
Can I speak to the audience while you're doing this?
No, it'd be better not to.
Okay, so we're going to take a little quiet time so Mary can do her prayer and get into her state of receiving.
Some of it is out loud, some of it's quiet. I'll announce your
Okay.
records are open, and then as you and I talk, the divine moves on the spoken word, so I will
Perfect.
get
Perfect.
things. Great, here
Perfect.
we go. And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, help me to know Robert in the light of the Akashic Records, to see Robert through the eyes of the Lords of the Records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of Robert have for him. The records are now open. So, Robert, while I'm saying the reading, I hear things. And so, what I was getting was I don't always see past lives, and I don't see time periods because there is no time in divine. But I saw you as a male. I mean, everyone would love to know they're a warrior, but I do see you as a warrior. But you know what's interesting? In this past life, I'm seeing that what the nature of warriorship at that time was not to your liking, which was to carry swords. It was swords. It wasn't guns, so I'm not seeing that. But it was like swords, and using those swords to literally take down people, just take them down. Wipe them out and take them down in the name of whatever was going on. And you were not comfortable with it. You did it and you were not comfortable with it. And I feel like that what I'm sensing is this is very past lives. The energy of our past lives is still with us because energy never dies. And the DNA of every lifetime contains that energy. And so our DNA today has all of our DNA energies of every lifetime. And so they can be, when we find out about a life, a past life, it could be really very beautiful and very very telling. It can make our lives make more sense, because the sense I have, I don't know you really well, I'm meeting you for the first time, the
Yes.
sense that I'm having right now is that you have a different sword that you carry, and it's a sword of a fearless commitment. It's interesting to bring patriarchy to a light level, to a level of light. It has to do with patriarchy, because patriarchy gets a bad rap. It you know, and rightly so. I mean, it has done, I mean, in systems, in religions, in
Yes.
we can go on and on through history. The Romans, right? And the records say bad rap, because a healthy patriarch is male energy, and it could be in a woman too, but it's the male energy of light that says we're going to love fiercely. We're just going to love. And we don't need to knock each other down in order to do that. And so I'm getting a sense that your role has a lot to do with pre-paving and paving, or providing this like permission slip for the new male energy to evolve, to show up, because it's everywhere. It's still there. It's just locked down from past paradigms and old paradigm energy. And there's fear that keeps it down, or it could be all sorts of other things that keep it from coming out. But it's a healthy balance of light, and power. It's beautiful. I want to say one other thing, and then I want to hear a question or two that you have.
Okay.
You mentioned something earlier, and I actually got this during the interview, is you were talking about traveling and you're in San Diego area now, whatever.
Right. I was
And
in New York.
I was shown Europe for you. I just saw Europe. And you definitely have a past life from that area of the world, and there's no question about it. But I see you, and it's not like you're, I don't get that you're moving to Europe, but it's like you're operating in Europe back and forth somehow. That's what I see.
Wow. Okay, that would be fantastic. It's interesting. Before we got into this the reading portion of the show, I kept saying, "Ask her about past lives. Ask Mary about past lives." And I was like, "Why am I doing that? I just had a past life regressionist on a couple of weeks ago. Why do I? No, I know it's part of it, but why is that in my mind?" And I guess you just told me why, because that was the first thing that came up.
Right. So here's a question that's coming through right now for you, which is, how do you feel when you see, we'll call it, we'll just look at men right now because the question is men. How do you feel when you watch men behave in angry ways and in feeding into more of a dense energy?
It breaks my heart because I think this is the greatest time ever to be a man, and this is a time where it's never been more open for men to be whoever they want to be. Yes, it's never been a time where it's less clear who men really are, and I think part of what I want to do and what I've done with my novel, because I believe in the power of story, and also the
Yes.
screenplay and the TV series, all the stuff I've created on the show, Guys Radio. And TV came out of the novel, The Guy's Guide to Love, which is really about who men really are. And you know what? It's not so bad. But I think the key thing is that I want to be a way shower to what men can be. And it's not about being the angry guys. It's not about being MMA. Nothing wrong with that. It's not about manscaping, but it's really tough for today's younger men to find role models because men are under the microscope. They're in the crosshairs. It's a very challenging time to be a man. But if you are authentic, if you come from the light, it's the best time ever to become a man because I think the world is looking and hoping for men to lead the way, not that they're leading women, but lead the way in bringing light to the world, raising the frequency of the planet, et cetera. I think it's super important, but it's not the way that's being done with a fist. It's not about that. It's from the
No.
heart.
Well, and what's being shown to me right now is Jesus. Jesus was a man, and Jesus was extreme. I mean, the world still talks about Jesus, a very, very powerful, high vibrational being who wasn't, obviously, and what I'm hearing, not afraid to feel and express the importance of feeling. It's very it, and what I for you, what I have here in this past life came up for this reason is that you have like a built-in mastery of, wait, here's what, it's quantum, so it comes in like, you could easily be thinking these thoughts and have thought these thoughts and come up with this idea, but you have lived a life of knowing, of literally knowing the harm that can happen when you don't understand that light power, the light power, that power, and power can be light. It doesn't have to be destruction. And so you lived it. So you have the essence of it inside you, which will emanate, and it probably has already through your work and when you meet people. You don't even have to say anything. It emanates from you. They're like, wait, there's something about this guy. I like him. I don't know what it is. Well, he's like a guy. It's interesting that you call that guy, you talk about
It's
guy
called the
guy, the two words
guy's guide.
together, because that is a term sometimes that I've used when I'm referring to a man that is just beautiful, not afraid to cry, just, humble, can be humble, all of this. And I say, and he's a guy. Because there's this interpretation as well of, if you're mushy and you cry and you're emotional, then you're gay or you're not a guy. And it's like, oh no, it's the actually, and divine says it's the opposite. I mean, look how powerful Jesus was. And many ascended masters who were men were very powerful in the light, and they were men, and they did not take swords and guns.
Okay, well, it sounds like I'm on the right track, so I'm not going to ask that question, Mary. What can I do? What do I need to do to be able to take this to the next level? As you know, when we get onto the spiritual path after the corporate path, you make money with the corporate path a lot easier than in the path we're both on now. And at least for myself, I've been at it. My 800 shows coming up. It's like, you know, Einstein said, don't expect the solution if you keep doing the same thing over and over again. So I'm wondering, is there something else I should be doing or to add to what I'm doing?
So the doing will come from what is coming in right now, which is what I'm getting is that this, what it's something around the perception of money in your life. And this to me is being shown you in your childhood that was around you. So the perception of money that maybe a thought or a wondering, how are any of these things going to make me money, or how am I going to make the amount of money I was making? You know, that kind of thing, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so that can, you know, that can, it's not part of who you are is what I want to say, but it looks like it was part of your childhood. Some kind of concern about it or a focus on, you know, it doesn't come easy. Money is not going to come easy. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. It's interesting. When I picked up your book and one of the sections, you said, if you flip through the book, the first thing you read will be something that's an issue for you. And it was the meaning of money.
I love it. There you go.
Yep.
Right. And of course, money, you know, and the records say money doesn't exist, and that's going to, you know, annoy people. But we get what they're saying, meaning it's been created by mankind. Man has created money as a means of exchange or whatever. So that's fine. We know that. Mm-hmm. But for you, it is maybe just that can be a subconscious pattern from when you were little. And Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about these subconscious patterns that simply the subconscious records what's going on in our lives, doesn't judge, doesn't know what's good or bad. And then it runs a lot of our lives from the background, our behavior. It's a sneaky little thing from the background. So there might be this little tiny, I like to say it's like a grain of sand with you. Everything's about possibilities and probabilities. It's what resonates for you. But I get that there may be this just little thing about connecting up. Wait a minute. The money, how am I going to make money?
Yeah.
And if you don't think there's anything to be concerned about with money at all, not only when you're doing spiritual work and your other work, but like all the time, then that will not be able to be a subconscious pattern as much. It will kind of come out. You don't want to get rid of it.
Yep.
Because there's an energy to it that can be useful, knowing what it's like to be shown to be concerned about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be useful. But we don't want it, and you don't want it running from the background, because it can get in the way of your expansion in your work and what you're doing. So that's what I'm seeing.
My special guest on Guys Radio, and wow, thank you, and thank you to the
You're Akashic welcome.
Records for helping me with that. So one last question, real quick. How can people kind of learn how to tap into their Akashic Records on their own? The name of the book, once again, The Akashic Way. Mary Madeira is my special guest on Guys Radio.
Well, I'm kind of still in your records, but let me see if I can, maybe your records will answer it for me. But anyone can open their Akashic records. It is obviously intention, knowing that there is this realm where this exists, knowing it. And when you read about it, I always suggest to people, just start reading about it. And if you resonate with it, then you'll go the next step and the next step, right? The other thing is, I think it's important to believe in source, creator, universe, whatever you want to call it, God. We have to believe that there is something that is responsible for this grand design of this entire universe and the cosmos. So that's really important. And the other thing that's important is to want to create, be in alignment, a search for alignment. You know, if you want alignment, because when you have alignment, well, alignment involves looking at wounds, blockages, things like that. And when we look in the records, in our own records, if you start opening your own records, you begin to clear that away. The records help us do that because they're clearing away what's not part of who we really are, right? So it's all of that. It's like this little recipe, But everyone has access to it, just like everyone has access to being a psychic and psychic abilities.
My special guest, Mary Madure, stay there in my records, but just tell everybody where you can they can find you and your book. Do you have a website?
Yes, my website is theakashicway.com. Nice and easy. And that's how you can reach me. And the book is on Amazon, The Akashic Way.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us on Guys Radio. Mary Madure is amazing. I hope you'll come back.
I will.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, what a fascinating and illuminating conversation from Mary Madure about the Akashic Records, and also a great reading on air. I always take a chance allowing my guests who have these gifts to do readings for me, because I don't know what's going to come out of it. And fortunately, I've had good experience with it, and I've learned a lot. And today I learned that, wow, the Akashic Records inside of me and the source that I'm tapped into, that we're all tapped into, said that there is a connection between this incarnation and one I had as a, I guess, maybe it's a Roman soldier, but some type of soldier who fought with a sword. And I'm glad I'm not doing that now. I like working with the pen and the microphone better, but learned a lot about myself from that reading. And as you could feel the authenticity when Mary went in and accessed that information. Now, her book, The Akashic Way, is a series of her personal channels into the Akashic Records, her own Akashic Records. And we get a lot of answers in the book about things that are going on now, everything from war to death to the pandemic and more. And I think it's a fascinating read. It's a fast read, but it's a really good read. We get into, let's see, here's a couple of the chapters. The Middle East situation, the end of the earth isn't near, the earth is shifting and so are we, challenges, how to deal with challenges with business partners, how to deal with death, ETs, UFOs, are they helpers? Akashic clarity for Mary's wife. Just so much information there that's in the book. Pretty much any topic that you can come up with that relates to yourself is an area that Mary has covered in her own readings, her own personal readings that she shares with us with her book. And as you can, as you probably noticed, she's very articulate. She's very sincere, and she's very smart. And I think she did a terrific job on the book and also on her appearance on Guys Guys Radio. And yes, we're going to invite her back. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.